Darren Farrell, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin. We're going to start our sports wrap with the big game last night in the Premier League. Manchester United back in contention for a place in the Champions League. They beat Chelsea 2-0. Once again, though, VAR overshadowing the match. Anthony Martial and Harry Maguire with the United goals, both headers. Maguire, though, should have been red carded for kicking out at Batshuayi while the sides were still level. And if that wasn't bad enough for Chelsea fans, the video assistant also ruled out two goals for them, one for pushing the box and the other for the offside. Maybe you could argue one of those should have been given, but certainly Maguire lucky to stay on the field. Chelsea also had so many chances. I think they could have been about 3-0 up at half time if things had gone their way, but that's the way sport works sometimes. All in all, a very tough night for their manager Frank Lampard.
Well, tough to take on lots of different levels, and we have a feeling of Groundhog Day, whatever you want to call it, in the stadium, because I don't know how many shots we have at goal, but a lot. We have chances, we miss them. And if we don't have the input of goals in attacking areas, you can't win football games. Harry Maguire should have got sent off. I think that's quite clear from how I saw it. I mean, we all have opinions, I suppose. That obviously changes the game from now. With the Aspilicueta one, I think he gets shoved to then shove the player in front of him. My feeling on the rule, it was clear and obvious. If he gets shoved first, then that's not clear and obvious, so the goal should stand. And Ollie's a toenail offside, but that one I understand, because now the rules you're saying is if it's exact, it's frustrating because it comes in the 80th minute or something of a game that we're striving to get back into. But the first two definitely went against us.
Yeah, he's bright. Not surprisingly, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has a different view, especially of that Maguire incident, but we'll hear from him in the next hour. We'll also be live in Madrid and hear from George Hamilton, our commentator, as Liverpool get ready to take on Athletic Madrid in the first leg of the last 16 in the Champions League. It's live on RT2. Borussia Dortmund meet PSG in the night's other match. Both matches, 8 o'clock. Liverpool absolutely flying it at the moment, and I wonder, can they keep pushing on in Europe as well? We'll wait and see. Leash are through to the semi-finals of the Airgrid Under-20 Leinster Football Championship. They beat Westmeath in a penalty shootout. The sides couldn't be separated after extra time, so it went to that shootout, and Leash won it 4-3. Baveen Parsons will be unavailable for the remainder of the Six Nations. She's switching her focus to her Leaving Cert studies. Obviously, huge impact in the wins against Wales and Scotland, but stunning tries.
She's the girl who got the long try, yeah.
Yes, ran the full length of the field, yeah. What a brilliant talent, but look, studies come first, don't they? Finally, on the hockey front, one of our most decorated players, Eugene McGee, has announced his retirement. He played almost 300 times for his country, scoring 60 goals. So good luck to him, and thanks for his service indeed. All the latest sports news on the RT News Now app, and you can also check out the latest on the RT website.